The William Hutt Bridge will be poppy red this November, thanks to the effort of two women spearheading a Remembrance Day initiative, and the many volunteers contributing. Organizer Lori Krempian said that Stratford's first poppy project initiative has been 3 years in the making, having been aware of similar projects in Canada and abroad. The goal of the project is to use handmade poppies to decorate public areas for Remembrance Day. As Krempian said, the project is a way to increase the visibility of the holiday and to unite local crafters. It's going to be something that everyone can see and enjoy, Krempian said. She and her colleague Patty Hawkins-Russell's goal this year is to collect 11,000 handmade poppies and use them to cover a section of the William Hutt Bridge, the Waterloo Street Bridge which spans the Avon River. Although Hutt, a famed Canadian stage actor whom the bridge is named after, was a veteran, he volunteered as a medic in the Second World War. Krempian and Hawkins-Russell chose the bridge because of its location. Pretty much everybody has to go near that bridge, Krempian said. So it's a lot more impactful, and everybody can enjoy it. The 11,000 poppies will be secured by 40 panels, which will then cover both sides of the bridge. If they don't get enough to cover the whole bridge, they will cover as much as they can, starting with the center. Some of the poppies collected for the 2023 Stratford Poppy Project. So far over 3,000 have been collected, short of the 11,000 needed by mid-October. Contributed photo. Local senior knitting groups have been working weekly on the project, along with friends and family that have jumped on board. With local crafters' help, Krempian and Hawkins-Russell have collected 3,000 poppies so far. Krempian explained that they are running a little later than they originally thought. Since legions rely on the sale of poppies throughout the year, they had to make sure that they weren't interfering with the local legion's efforts. Having cleared it with the Legion, assuring that no money will be made and it is all volunteer-based, and after organizing with the City of Stratford, they are all set to go. They are accepting poppies of all kinds, whether knit, crocheted, or constructed from felt. Poppies can be donated at a drop-off point located at 18 Yonge Street. Additionally, those with poppies to donate can contact Krempian at her email. l_mcrimpian@simpatico.ca. Krempian and Hawkins-Russell will collect poppies until mid-October. The poppies will be displayed on the bridge for 10 days in November and will be removed later on Remembrance Day. This is the first year they are undertaking the poppy project in Stratford, though Krempian shared that if it goes well they will take up the endeavor next year again, and maybe try for a bigger installation.